Hey guys, I just wanted to let you guys know that if you're into horror just like I am, maybe even looking to get into horror collectibles, look into new movies, or even maybe make some new friends, I'm a part of a group called Shango Shit Show on Facebook. It was developed by my buddy, Sean Shango, and me and the rest of our collective group, which we call ourselves the Circle Jerk Gang, came up with the idea of building a community that's all about people that love horror, interested in horror, and are looking to get into just different aspects of it. Whether you're trying to get into horror for the first time, maybe get some suggestions on horror soundtracks or movies, or even just, you know, increase your collectibles collection. We'll be having auctions and, you know, prizes coming up for, you know, certain member marks. And overall, just trying to build a good community. So if you're interested, we're going to put a link in the episode page for it. It's a group on Facebook. And if you have any questions, you know, I'm one of the moderators. Any of the moderators or admins will be happy to talk to you. We're all friendly. We're all looking to increase the community and just gain new friends. So if you're interested, go to the link in the description and come check us out. And hopefully you'll gain some new horror friends just like I have.
The white people, they're not raised with those kind of movies. The white people.
Yeah.
And because today, even though today was 50 degrees, I still didn't take the motorcycle out today.
It was. So I stayed inside all day.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't want to go outside. I just was in bed, you know.
Sleeping it off. You didn't go to lunch today with your dad?
No. No, I texted him at like 8:30, and I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm not making it. Which I was excited because usually we go to like Longhorns or
For lunch?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I could got it. Well, I'm gonna have lunch with him tomorrow. So.
But tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't eat meat on Friday. You know what, Kivo? He actually posted a picture of, you know, like a meme where they're looking, like thinking hard. He was like, when he finds out that poultry is meat.
He sent that to me. It's funny.
I was like, bro, it's still poultry. Like, it's not meat.
It's meat, though. It's meat.
I guess it's more like because it's white and it's not red.
Yeah, I mean, it's still meat.
Okay.
Well, from any type of meat, if there's fat, that's white. Is that meat?
Well, I'm white, so do I have meat? I mean, I'm 100% got meat.
Yeah. I mean, you got meat between your legs, you know.
No, that's called chorizo.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But I don't know if you could hear the little hee-hee in the background. We're not going to say he's our special guest for today. He's more of a...
He's interviewing for a possible internship on the pod.
Yeah, let's think of it like that. I mean, he's still underage in the aspect of the child labor laws. But because we do anything we want on this podcast, this is an internship.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're calling it, you know.
We're going to work them to death, so fuck it.
Oh, definitely.
So, but yeah, it's actually, I want to introduce you guys to Mikey P, my little brother.
Which, I'm going to bring it up. I brought it up several times already when we discussed this. I'm not a fan of nepotism. Not at all. So, he's going to earn it. We're gonna do an actual interview. Okay. That's gonna be our second part of this.
Okay. We could do that. I mean, would I have any questions for him? Not really, but.
But for the sake of the viewers, I feel like you, since you know him best, I feel like they're gonna come better from you.
The questions?
Yeah, because you know his work ethic. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he could lie to me.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're kind of like my fact checker.
Okay. But, do you want to introduce yourself?
What's up? My name is Michael, and I'm 15, that's it.
So what high school do you go to since you're 15? You're 15, and so that means you go to high school.
Yeah, I'm a freshman and go to the New Brunswick High School.
So you're a fucking zebra.
I guess.
Okay.
But now, can he technically not be a zebra if he hasn't stepped school in, like, a step foot in that school yet?
Well, I mean, as long as he's taking classes, like, that's the same as, like, do I really go to, like, Middlesex County College if I take online classes?
I would say no.
I mean, you don't physically go to the school, but you attend classes online.
But then the symbolism of I am, what are they, the Colts? The Middlesex Colts, I think? I think they're the Colts. And, I feel like unless you play a sport, it's more like, you're not really a zebra or you're not really a raider, like if you're in North Brunswick or in Piscataway.
Yeah, I mean, Piscataway Chiefs all day, baby.
Oh, no, yeah, you mean regular Piscataway. I was talking about Voltec, because Voltec is the Raiders, too.
No, yeah. I thought you were talking about North Brunswick Raiders.
No, but they're both Raiders. It's just one is like the original Raider Nation from the West Coast, and then the other one is the blue and yellow, right?
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
I don't know.
They could have just said blue and yellow. Like the Broncos, aren't they blue and yellow?
Yeah. They could have got themselves. No, they're blue and orange. Why am I saying? I'm wearing a fucking Broncos hat. Yeah, it's orange.
That's why I looked at it, but I'm colorblind, so it looks yellow to me. Yo, you're still looking for it? That shit didn't even pop up.
Oh my god, you see? This already we're having problems.
Oh, yo, it didn't. You're supposed to look up Middlesex, no, MCC mascot.
Oh my nigga, if I go to high school, I just started school.
But you do go to high school.
No,
but I just started.
You grew up with computers. You grew up with computers. I don't want to hear that you can't look shit up.
You're like looking at big booty bitches, but you can't look up the MCC.
Oh my.
Colts?
I never had a mascot. How the fuck am I supposed to
know? Your mascot's the zebra.
Wait. Isn't the zebras in the middle school the zebras too?
Yeah. But we never had a mascot.
Really?
No.
That's so wild.
Well, why would you want like an anamorphic like zebra? Like,
you mean a crazy horse? Is it? You know that it's actually a donkey, the zebra?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought that was a fucking horse.
No, it's a donkey.
It's a type of donkey.
Oh, fuck? Yeah. But, it's actually, I'm not going to say nice having my little brother on, but it's more like interesting in the aspect of building him up. Like I was telling you outside, it would have been nice for somebody to guide me. I'm not going to say through a podcast because who knows if I wanted to do this or not.
Yeah.
But somebody to guide me to do something different than anybody else. Like, I bet you nobody in his class even knows what a podcast is.
My teacher, my history teacher.
Yeah.
He does podcasts, but he has a whole soundboard.
Yeah, his shit was official. His introduction to his whole class and shit, I told you the other time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it sounded cool.
See, and my thing is this, like, podcasts are like a new thing, but I still think it's for older people. Like, I really do. Because, look, you have like the David Dobriks of the world that like have a podcast, but that's for older viewers that I think.
Yeah.
Like, no one around like Michael's age is like listening to the podcast, I don't think.
Well, do you think it'd be different? Like, let's say if you and your friend started a podcast, and I'm saying in the aspect of you just chilled and talked about what, like, you, since you like music, do you think you and your friends could talk about music, like different artists coming up? And I'm not saying there has to be a 4-hour podcast. Like, do you think you and your friends that like the same similar music
be like, oh, you know, the new artist. It could be a 20-minute podcast. Be like, you know, this is the new artist that we found this week. Check out this song. Check out this song. And then discuss it between your friends. You think you and your friends could do something like that?
Yeah. We have, like, many topics we could talk about.
And the thing about music, too, is different genres, too.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, me, I know a lot about movies and stuff. You don't know as much. It's, like, the different forms of entertainment overall, when you start discussing them, like, there's probably, like, I've had countless talks with, like, friends recently about music.
Yeah.
Where he loves, like, certain, you know, genres. And he's like, rap music, I can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's just something that, it's just not for me. Yeah. But then I started showing him rap that he might like, and he's just like, oh, wait. Maybe there is rap out there that I like.
It's like anything else. There's different kind of layers. Like, his type of music that he's liking, it's that more... And it's technically like the new genre of the Mexican world. Okay. So it's like kids his age or even just a couple years older than him are actually making the music. So it's like that's why he can relate to it. But because I'm in a way the upstairs looking down, it's like I could dig this shit too.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the aspect of, you know, like rap music, he might not like Eminem, but he might like 50 Cent. 50 Cent. What the fuck? you know, he could like 50 Cent. It's like they're two different rappers, two different style, because Eminem is a poet.
No, yeah.
And then 50 Cent is like a legit like rapper.
Yeah. But, and I mean, he makes more like club beats and shit.
Yeah. So, you know, in that aspect, it's like that's, you know, you teaching him the other rap. Like, you haven't showed me the real rap that you listen to, but... You showed me like that old school early 2000s, which I'm like, I could dig this. I know who Fat Joe, the original version, was.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I think part of the great thing is like having people different ages.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing because like he'll probably look at some of the stuff I say sometimes and be like, fucking boomer. Like, or just, you know, have different opinions because he's younger. Like,
yeah, he's half your age, bro.
Yeah, legit.
That's like, fucking insane.
I turned 31 in literally a month.
What the fuck?
And he turned 16 in
July, so like 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, when you were fucking busting a nut in a chick, he was just born.
That's crazy.
That's fucking insane.
I like how you're accurate with that, too. Like, you knew I just never wrapped it up.
4 months. My birthday's in 4 months, not 3 months. What the fuck?
I mean, nobody needs to know the actual.
So you can fact check that, right? But you can't get a mascot.
Oh my god! We never had a mascot in our school. It's
called the zebra.
We had it on the fucking floor, like a picture, just fucking zebra on the floor.
Because more than Javi.
Yeah. Javi was all polite and respectful
at first, right? He was mad nervous. Yeah. Yo, I know you guys love that Javi episode, bro. We fucking love that shit. That shit was fucking amazing.
I just can't wait for the second coming of Javi because I feel like there's just so much more.
Javi has some crazy stories. Like that's going to be crazy to bring him back.
Oh, yeah.
But we definitely got to bring other people on. I know you said you got to schedule a couple of your friends.
Yeah, which I'm going to shout out one right now. Because you very much disappointed me. I know you love me shouting you out, Ginger Bastard, Davin, but you disappointed me, son. I asked you to be one of our first guests, one of my personal first guests, at least. And you basically just left me on red.
Damn.
And, but, son, I want you to step up. Like, I feel like you can contribute things.
See, the thing is, my 15-year-old brother, he barely knows anything about life, and he's still here. Like, I told him once. I asked him once. I'm like, do you want to come? And maybe next week. I'm like, just come. Just come this week. Like, you know, just get it over with. Like, if you really don't feel comfortable, then just tell me, like, I really don't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I got no problems if you say you don't want to do it. But he legit was just like, I'm not special. And you know what? Every one of our fans is special. That's why I shout you out every week, Davin. So... I don't want anybody to think that they're not special. I'll personally respond to any comments. Yeah. You know, you want to just write something to us, have a, you know, question or whatever. We want you guys to know you're special.
Yeah, because it is. I was telling my brother, because he was like, oh, but I don't have nothing to talk about. I'm like, bro, you live 15 years. It's about what? I don't know, like 20,000, is it 20 or be 2,000? It might be 2,000 days of life, something like that. Something about those numbers.
Yeah.
It's about 6,000 days that you live. You're telling me you have not one story in that time frame?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, like there's stories. Like, shit, at 13, I had fucking stories of me, you know, of me at 13.
I mean, shit, I was like 7, 8 years old causing riots.
Talking about riots, the baby riots, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, just don't say you're not special. It's just everybody has, you know, different stories. To you, it might not seem special, but to us, it's like your point of view of the world in a way.
Exactly. Like, even if, you know, you just want to ask us questions about, like, stupid stuff, like, you think that we might have an interesting answer to.
Yeah.
You know, we're just here for your entertainment.
In a way. Kind of for our entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just like to express it to everybody else.
Yeah.
That's the way that I think about it. But now, like every week... And I'm not ending it yet.
No.
It kind of sounded like I was ending it.
Yeah, I was like, I was worried. No. I was like, is it short?
Got a food check. You like anything interesting for the week?
So, ultimately, I've just been, I don't think I've eaten anything besides sandwiches. I've been on a real sandwich kick lately.
Like, what kind of sandwiches?
Oh, just like bread, meat, and cheese. Huh. That's it.
Like cold cut?
Yeah. Like, I'll go to, like, everything I had at work was just, like, sandwiches. Like, for real food. Like, I had snacks and shit. But I'm making sandwiches, and I'm, like, making them, like, triple-decker, like, meat and cheese.
Damn.
And, you know, my partner's looking at me. He's like, that's kind of gross. And I'm like, I need my protein.
Now, when I used to be living with my ex... I used to be on a sandwich diet like all the time. Now, I'm not going to say that it was bad, but it was more the aspect of I had to make that shit myself while I was painting, while I was doing a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's not as appealing.
Especially when you make your own food. We've always discussed this shit. For some reason, every time you make your own food, even if you're a fucking master chef... To you, I feel like it doesn't taste right.
No, it never does to me. Like, I'll know in the back of my head I fucked something up. Or, like, just the flavor balance is off or something. Like, that's why I tell people. I'm like, I need you to eat it first. I'm not eating until everyone else does.
Okay.
Then once I try it, then I go outside and then I start punching things because I'm just fucking furious.
I forgot the fucking mayo!
There's not enough goddamn salt.
Salt on a sandwich?
No, I mean just like if I'm cooking for other people, like I'm not. Yo, you think I'm like doing cold cut sandwiches for people?
Yeah. Yo, not for nothing. That Indian guy on Paul Robeson. Only a few people know who I'm talking about. Where I get my subs? I think I've been working there for 3 years, and I would say let's just say for. Once every 3 weeks, I would go there maybe.
Yeah.
Just because I don't have lunch. It took me whatever 3 years, once every week was, to finally get it right. Bro, I ate the best sandwich and I wasn't stuffed. That was the problem. Because if I'm not going to say if you're on a budget, but if you want a fully fucking stacked sandwich, that's a good spot to go. Because
no,
their half a sandwich is only $4. With an Arizona, it's $5. That it's a fucking meal.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Nah, that's a legit $5 footlong before it was a $5 footlong plus $2-$3.
Yeah.
Because that shit, there is no more $5 footlong.
No, because, which this is the most disappointing thing, because their rolls are actually like 11 3/8. Like, if you measure it out, they purposely make them smaller.
Yeah, but I forgot who I was talking to. Why would you eat a full sub?
I do because I'm fat.
I mean,
I when I order a sandwich, I just get a sandwich. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not getting sides and shit. So I just like eat my sandwich and then I'm done.
What's your choice of Subway? I know Subway's not a good place to order subs, but if you had to go to Subway, what was your ideal choice?
I'm going to be 100% honest right now. I have not eaten in a Subway since probably 2002.
Damn, for me, it was when I used to, I tried it maybe once or twice after, but when I used to work there, my go-to thing was the Italian BMT. There was pepperoni, salami, and ham, but I would tell them to put turkey instead of ham. That, some spinach, some onion, that shit was rocking.
Yeah, I would just say whatever I'm getting from there is just meat and cheese. I'm not a lettuce guy. I'm not a tomato, like.
I'm not a tomato guy in a sub. It has to be just lettuce and onion. But it can't be cut with a knife lettuce. It has to be shredded.
Oh, so just shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It just tastes different.
See, I find all lettuce to be disgusting.
Yeah. I guess it was just... Now, if I had to choose between lettuce and spinach, I'd do spinach.
Oh, I do spinach all day. I love spinach. But lettuce, I can't stand.
But isn't it the same thing?
No, it tastes different, believe it or not.
It does taste different. I know that for sure.
Yeah, like lettuce tastes like garbage, and spinach tastes like amazing.
Yeah. Bro, and for my food of the week, I'm going to grade my dad's fucking carne asada from yesterday. A motherfucking A+.
You were really enjoying it too, because like you had pretty bad gas.
Bro. Oh yeah, this morning, right?
Yeah.
Yo, I was farting like crazy this morning. Bro, I was like, because I'm trying to eat, not eat less, but restrict how much I take at night.
Yeah.
Just for calorie deficit and all the other bullshit they talk about on TikTok.
It's lies.
Bro, I was like, yeah, I'm only going to have one thing of steak. And then my dad was like, oh, there's more steak. I'm like, all right. Then Mike got his piece. My other sister, younger sister, got her piece. And so my dad, he got his second piece. And I'm just like, beer time.
Beer time.
And then I go, well, there's 1.5 more pieces left. Nobody wants it. Y'all fuck them shit up, bro. Yeah, I don't want to kill my dad out, like, over the summer, but I might have him working OT on Sunday afternoons when we have the carne asadas.
Bro, like, I've had it once, and like...
No, he actually perfected that.
Really?
From that time that you ate it.
Dude, because I had that, and that was straight fire.
No, he perfected it, bro. Ugh. I'm telling you, y'all, like...
Dude, just imagine, like, so it's so... It's so thin, like, you could have that as a sandwich.
Yeah.
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be amazing just, like, and this is how I do it. I know it's kind of weird, but I get a steak sandwich from another place and just put, like, some garlic butter and toast the bread.
Okay.
And then just put that steak on there. That's all you need. For me personally, I think you don't need cheese. You don't need anything else. Just let the steak speak for itself. And have it be a straight up steak sandwich.
Now, how do you like that steak cooked, though? Does that be a full, well done steak, or does it?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. Like, I was just talking to somebody about this, where they're like, "How do you get your steak done?" And I'm like, "Rare."
I'm more of a medium rare, but I'm there.
Which I can understand. A lot of people enjoy medium rare. For me, ultimately, if I'm cooking my own steak, I get it. I do it like Pittsburgh style.
Okay.
Cool blue center. Mm-hmm. Like outside is like just, it looks done as fuck. But that's because I put the pan so hot that it sears the outside and the inside. I'm just like, like it looks like it should still be moving.
Have you seen the videos where they cut the meat and the tenders are still like, shaking back and forth? Oh, I'm like, I'm looking at this shit like, yo, you seen that shit?
Yeah, on TikTok though.
Yeah, that shit looks fucking weird.
I still eat it. I don't care.
I mean, if you sear it and cook it, yeah.
I don't know, what if
you eat it? What if you're eating it and it's going back inside your mouth, like back and forth?
Isn't that still like the nerves? Like,
yeah, the nerves are reacting.
Yeah, it's the built-up energy still firing off because it gets cut off and then it just goes back and forth, so it pulses.
She looks fucking weird. But what about you, Mike? We'll go back to the hobby question. Because Javi was our first guest. If you had to pick and choose anywhere, not anywhere in the world, but, you know, like anywhere, anything you can eat, any plate, would be like the thing that you can eat back to back for 2 days in a row?
Thompson Burn?
Because, I mean, I thought that you knew what it was, but I guess I don't know. Because it's like, now you're seriously thinking about it.
Yeah.
Cause off the top of the head, I thought I knew what he was gonna say.
Yeah, you know I was gonna say, and it's enchiladas de mole oaxaqueños.
Okay, and what does that consist of for our fans that don't know none of that shit that you just said?
I don't fucking know how to translate.
No, just translate it the best you can. Or if not, then just
enchiladas.
And not. We're not literally translating Spanish to English. Yeah. We just translate like I just want to know
what's in it.
Like what's in it?
Yeah. It has like what, onions.
So describe it. When you're looking at the plate, what do you see?
Mole. No, it's tortillas wrapped in like chicken.
Okay, like chicken inside.
Yeah,
okay.
Chicken inside. And then it's like four tacos de.
Tortillas.
Tortillas. Yeah. De pollo, and then you put the sauce, the mole, on top.
Now, because I know my mom makes it different. Because my mom likes to dip the tortilla in the mole, and then wrap the chicken with it.
See, I kind of prefer it that way.
Yeah, because it's like now you're getting sauce on both sides.
Yeah, and that's what I prefer. Because there's nothing worse than when you unevenly do sauce or like the chicken sauce, because some of it can get kind of dry.
Yeah.
You know, when you have it in there. It just covers everything.
Now, I don't know if you might know, but does Taco Bell have enchiladas?
The fuck?
They used to. I don't know if they have them anymore. I don't really eat there, to be honest. Like,
man, that's more of
trash food.
That's more of the you know,
white people.
The white people food. Yes, let's go with that.
Yeah.
yeah, because did you eat mole like the enchiladas in Mexico or no? That you remember? Because it's like, it comes down to where do you like it better now? Do you like it better? Okay, so do you like it better homemade or do you like it better at a specific restaurant that you remember?
I like it homemade.
Homemade, right?
Yeah.
See, the thing about homemade for us is that my mom, once, I'm not going to say in a blue moon, but definitely like once a year, makes her own mole, like
from
her own stuff. Because for the most part, now that they make, you know, everything that's fucking processed and shit, now they have, like, pre-packaged mole that all you do is add water.
Yeah, and I've seen that, and I've tasted it before. It's not the same. Like, I always hate, like, those generic curries and, like, any, like, different, you know, ethnicities, like, core go-to, like, sauce or, you know, condiment or something. When you have a generalized one, it usually tastes like shit compared to like 100% homemade or like a restaurant. I usually personally prefer homemade.
Well, I feel like for the most part, a lot of people do. But it's just because of the time that it takes to actually make it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why some companies bloomed and were like, oh, let's just make prepackaged mole and then just go from there. Because like I said, the thing is with the mole, my dad likes to try out different moles, like different hot sauces.
Yeah.
He likes to try different moles out, and some are fucking better than the others, but for that reason that it's good, not every store actually holds it. or
no, orders yeah, it. That's
which,
true.
Which fucking sucks because he's like, he'll give you the name. Oh, this is the motor that I use for this. It's fucking banging. Where do I get it? I don't know. Or I don't know where else I can get this.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of hard because, like, a lot of, like, depending on, like, what, you know, bodega you go to or, like, even, like, some of the more ethnic-specific stores around here, they'll have it one day, and then next, they just won't.
Yeah, and they couldn't get it over the border or some shit like that.
And
it,
that's the thing that I hate the most because I go to the Asian market, like, you know.
Yeah.
And every time I find something good, I find myself going, fuck, now I can't find it ever again.
What if you keep the actual bottle, you think, or bottle or bag, and just tell them, like, me want me this one.
So, and I've tried that. At first they said, sir, stop being racist. Because you're too white for that shit. And secondly, like, you would have to go through, like, an import-export store.
Damn.
Like, they won't order shit just for you. Like, and that's kind of the thing. Like,
so something like that, you think you can go to, like, Chinatown?
Probably. Like, I'd say you have a better chance of going to, like, an actual area that has, like, a lot more stores like that.
Okay.
Like, around here, like, there's so many, like, down the road, there's so many Indian stores.
Right? Yeah. Oh.
Where it's like, dude, like, it's incredible how many Indian stores. Where it's like entire strip malls.
Huh. I've never been to an Indian store like that. Like, I've tried Indian food once when I DJed. When I personally didn't DJ, but I helped a DJ out.
Yeah.
And I tried Indian food. Nah, bro.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for me.
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with it. My only problem is I get physically ill from parsley.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the taste of it makes me sick. And no matter what, they'll always put parsley on my stuff. And it really does just make me yak.
And we're back.
We are back.
So, Mike, I'm not starting the internship interview yet. I just wanted to get your feedback on, you know, like, how would you feel when I was like, yo, like, fucking, let's bring you on. Like, what'd you thought?
I'm like, fuck. I was like, when you sent that message, I was like, fuck, I'm not ready. Like, what the fuck?
But the thing is, for something like this, can you really prepare?
No, and that's the thing. You gotta be natural. Like, I don't want you to be thinking like, oh, like, are they gonna ask me this? Like, yeah. How should I act? Like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
That's our number one thing. Because we like bringing on real people, so our staff has to be real.
It has to be real-er. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
But I had like an itch in my eye, my bad. So, yeah, like I said, I texted you earlier. I was like, let's bring you on. Let's see what's up. Because it's like, I'm not going to say I wanted to have, like, somebody to do all my work because I still have to do that at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I wanted to introduce you to this world and see if you liked it. Maybe you come back for the next one and you're like, you know, I want to do it. And if you're like, nah, I don't want to do it, then all right, yeah, at least you try. At least you could be like, I tried to do a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't have – because, bro, we literally – December, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking March. It's been 3 months in the making. And you've seen. You're like, oh, you're going to record? You ask me every single Wednesday, even because we started doing Tuesdays now. You're like, you're going to record? Yeah. It's that consistency of little by little. Same thing with baseball, because I know you really like baseball. We have to get back into that rhythm of keep doing it, and then you just get better. You're going to tell me that it's been, I would say, 10 years solid catcher. You think you're 10 years, anybody could take that from the high school even? Bro, I would put him like an A-minus type of catcher.
Oh.
Yeah, he's known in New Brunswick as one of the top catchers.
That's good shit.
Yeah, trust me.
I got his name out to Franklin. Franklin coaches know him, who he is. I wanted to get him into North Brunswick, but running around with the middle school baseball, Franklin baseball. Yeah. At one point, right, you had like two or three. At one point, you played
three teams
at one time.
So it was middle school, New Brunswick,
right,
Franklin.
Yeah. So you know how much running around, like sometimes I just couldn't.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "Oh, is Michael coming to play?" I'm like, "Well, as soon as he finishes middle school game, because I prioritize his games." And we talked about this first. I'm like, "It's your middle school because that's what counts."
Yeah.
Then it's Franklin because it's a little more, I guess you could say, challenging than the New Brunswick. New Brunswick, if he was the best player in that league, he had to move up.
No, yeah.
Same thing with MLB players, like. They'll start you at double A, then it's triple A, then it's the MLB. You think they'll stay at double A the whole time? Unless they're trash, they'll stay there. But that's why I had to level you up and get you more challenges. You had kids that are throwing harder. You had kids that were, I'm not going to say better than you, but they definitely challenged your ability. And you earned your spots in most of those teams. Most of those teams, he earned his spots.
Yeah.
But let's get to this interview. I know you had some questions for him.
Yeah, I mean, so probably my number one question, being brought on, what do you want to get out of this? Like, what exactly do you want for yourself?
Because I kind of force you to come, but you know, when my dad tells him to do something, he knows that there has to be something behind the reason of doing it. And the reason I brought you is just to bring you into, you know, get your experience. But what did you think of it? Like, what did you want to learn? Right? That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
I mean, I just wanted to come here just like know what you guys do and stuff. But it's pretty much, I really don't know.
Like, I mean, this world is new to even most of us in the podcast world, because it's like, if you really don't have nobody that's had a successful podcast, you're pretty much just doing whatever the rest of the people you see do.
Yeah.
So, but you really don't know the behind the scenes. Like, you've heard some of the finished products, and you're like, oh, you know, I've heard this one, I've heard that one, but that's about it. You never been like,
oh, I was like, you've never been there.
Yeah, because the last time we came, I think was when he was here.
Yeah.
It was more just to, I think we were still prepping at the time.
No, yeah, we were basically just trying to figure out what we wanted to do and game planning what we kind of wanted to achieve with it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I feel like we did actually just kind of go from having planned plot points for the episodes to now it's just like, whatever, here's a topic.
Yeah, and I feel like that works the best because even at work when we're talking, it's literally like boom, 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 and I just talk about AYZ. Like, it's literally two totally different things right back to back.
No, definitely. So, I mean, and this is one of the things. Like, you know, we both tell stories. We both, you know, talk about different subjects and stuff. I hope to think that not even just for you, but even for the audience, maybe we tell them something that they didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, even if some of it might be factually incorrect, but the sentiments behind it are truthful.
Yeah. And my thing is for a 15-year-old to come on, and he could have just said, no, fuck you, I'm not going.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, just for your special guest, man, you got this. 15-year-old could do it, then you can do it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing special about this 15-year-old. He's just barely in puberty.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, what do you think, if we did bring you on like every week, what do you think you could bring to the podcast?
Like, as in, like, what?
Like, what? Like, because he'll talk about his stories, and then I'll talk about my life experiences and just talk dumb shit. Like, what if we brought you on as like a third person, what do you feel would be your quote-unquote specialty?
Like, what knowledge do you think you have over us in anything, almost?
Damn, I don't... Like, fashion, sports, you know.
Because you were the only one that got me into everything,
which is, like...
Lame. I mean, that's what... In a way, it's like, that's what a big brother does, though. Right? I just guide you, and if you don't like it, then I'm going to just keep it moving.
Yeah.
But I know there has to be something that besides, like, the music, like, there has to be other things that you know that I don't know about.
Damn.
Because it's, like, I don't know, like, Kevin has the movie things. His specialty is his movies. You want to talk about any movie? I was like, bullshit. You don't know what Blood In, Blood Out is. He's like, yeah, I've seen that already. I was like, what? I'm like, you haven't seen American Me. Like, yeah, I saw that one too. I'm like, all right, then you definitely know. Because not a lot of people know about those movies, and especially on the East Coast.
No, yeah.
Especially, like, the white people, they're not raised with those kind of movies. The white people.
Yeah. I mean, which I... A little bit insulting, considering that I got my movie knowledge from my Puerto Rican father.
Really? He's the one that told you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my dad, he would watch anything. And that was kind of the thing. Like, he would gravitate towards, like, more Spanish movies.
Huh.
Like, yeah. Even though he wasn't, like, I would say he was raised more, like, white. Because back then it was more kind of, you know, you adapt to your environment. Like, he grew up in Queens, then came to, you know, North Brunswick, and he kind of had to just assimilate.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, because like I said, not a lot of people know about the Blood In, Blood Out. But that goes back to like I said, I wanted to see what you knew.
Specialty.
Like, specialties.
Because his is movies.
Me is just talking bullshit because I personally don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll say this about myself. I like to learn a little bit about everything. So it's like, even if it's just like, I don't know, like, let's say baseball hats. Like, I love hats, but I don't really know as much as probably you guys about baseball. I played it. I knew about it growing up, but... Nowadays, I'm like,
you just know
fuck that. The Yankees.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, besides the baseball teams having their own colorway, there's really not much to know unless you're, like, really going to get into baseball. Because some people get into hats and they really don't care about the team.
Yeah, and I've gotten that question a lot. Like, one of my friends recently... my boy G, he literally was like, oh, I see you're wearing a Bulls hat. You're a Bulls fan? I'm like, yeah, I actually am.
Oh, okay.
Like, growing up, I was a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, when it came to certain sports that I didn't necessarily care about, there was players I liked, and I'd follow those games.
Yeah.
Like, Iverson's one of my favorite basketball players of all time. Like, him, Rodman... You know, so I looked up and idolized them. So,
and
it's like
you would buy the hat for that team.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because that's in a way how I am with the baseball team. Because it's like I know a lot of players. I don't know as much as like their stats. But I can give you like, oh, what did this player do for that team? Or what did he do for the previous team? You know, roughly how much they make at a team. Like, when DJ LeMahieu was in the Colorado, not really many people knew who he was. Young coming-up kid, went to the Yankees. I was like, man, this kid is fucking amazing, but fuck him for going to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew that every time he was going to go up to the plate, he was going to do something. So I fucking hated him for that reason, because he was going and playing for the Yankees. But I liked him as a player.
Yeah.
So it's shit like that.
Which, nobody can see you right now, but I will say, You're rocking like complete Angels gear.
Yeah.
Whole lot of red. I'm loving it. Shout out to Alicia. You know, I know you rock blue, but whatever. You know, I'm past that shit. We can see past it.
All right, all right. As long as, because I know you was hurting over the weekend over that.
Yo, that, you know, certain things were said. Certain things were said off the podcast. And,
yo,
you know,
you had me rolling, yo.
I may have taken some shit to heart.
Hey,
it's okay.
You was really upset then?
No, like, it, believe me, like, even though that was a part of my life, like,
back then. Yeah.
It'll still get to me to some degree.
Damn.
Because it's like, you never really lose that.
No, you don't.
Where it's like, I can be cool.
Not only that, because certain shit could have happened.
Dude, and here's one of the main things. Like, you don't know a lot of times. Like, I could say, like, I'm out of it and stuff, but you're never really 100 out.
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be a part of me that's still in. And that's kind of my thing, where it's like, knowing that somebody's, like, rocking blue and shit, I don't know. Yeah. Like, are they going to, like, act cool with me and then all of a sudden, like, I turn my back and I'm fucking gone? Or I'm getting the shit kicked out of me? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Nah, at least with me, I'll wear all different kinds of colors. I'll wear even pink. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but no, I just thought that was pretty funny that you were wearing all red. I was like, did he do that for me?
Nah, just it felt kind of cozy today. It felt like the right attire.
Yeah.
But yeah, my brother's a big it's I guess
gang member.
No, gang member. You know what's crazy? I don't think were you ever exposed to gangs
in school?
In general.
Yeah.
To what degree then? Because it's like your exposure to gangs in a way kind of was limited because of me, but. What happened in school, I never really was able to stop that. So to what degree, like, I guess, do you have any stories with gangs?
Gangs? I was pretty much that kid that everybody knew just for one thing.
What was that?
Baseball. And I was the only Mexican that played baseball out of every Dominican there. And that was pretty much it. But the gangs... Like, there was the Dominicans. There was
no, but was it gang gangs or was it like little cliques? Because those are two different things.
No, but there were gang gangs.
Oh, okay.
And but the Dominicans though, because it was 8th grade, 7th and 6th,
mm-hmm.
because they were all connected. All the Dominicans and Hondurians. The Mexicans were just like little like groups.
They weren't really like gang gangs then.
No.
Yeah, because see, that's the difference between me. Because I didn't go to the middle school at when it was on Van Dyke.
Yeah.
But the gang, at least the Mexican gangs in New Brunswick when I was younger, they fucking ran everywhere. Like I talked about it last week with Javi. They had their sections. There was the fucking, the Roosevelt, the Red Shaw, and then up by Commercial. It wasn't a school over there, but it was just, that was a whole different gang over there. I could walk safely anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like, even for me, you know, there was a distinct difference between, you know, the school cliques and the actual gangs. Because, you know, there were the ones that would actually set rep.
Yeah.
Those you didn't fuck with. Like, I remember, like, New Market, there was, like, 18 block, you know, because I was in Piscataway, so Piscataway was pretty big.
Yeah.
So you had people from all over that they were either actual, like, with the shits, or they were fake
mm-hmm.
and just acted tough. And it was easy to pick out who was who. You know, the fake kids, you just ignore them because they're not worth your time.
Yeah.
But I remember on Park Ave, on the one side, it basically was controlled by an entire family.
What the fuck?
And when I say this, I'm not bullshitting. Like, it was the Gibbs family. They had so many, like, aunts, uncles, nephews. And the way that their system worked was once you hit 13, they'd start making you do, like, fucking gang shit.
Yeah.
So, and that's their hierarchy system. If you were at the top, you weren't involved with anything anymore. You just made money off the younger kids.
Oh, shit.
But they ran that entire side of town. Like, if other gangs came in, like, they had a call, and then you'd see fucking 40 dudes come out of nowhere. And they're all related. Like,
yeah, I don't think there was ever a family like that here. I mean, for the most part, it was just, like, the same family members joined the same gangs.
Yeah.
And that was about it. Like, you never really had two different, like, the same family join two different gangs. Because that would have been some shit. Imagine, like, oh, yeah, dude, you got to go beat down your cousin and shit. And I'm fucking Roosevelt. Like, that shit never really happened. But, now, because there wasn't much Mexican gangs, it might have been affected because of Bobadilla. And I'm talking in a good way. I'm not talking in a bad way, because he set out to what he was going to do, which was, crack down on the gang stuff. And at least for me, like, I saw, like, you could say his prime of when he was hitting shit, you know, knocking people down and breaking shit apart.
Nah, yeah.
Because from what it sounds like there's really not much gangs as to when I was in school. Like, can you walk, let's say, from the middle school home to where we live now and not worry about shit?
From where we live right now?
Yeah.
No. Because I know, like, Dominicans, they run all troop. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah. I know everybody that lives there now.
Uh-huh.
But everyone that lives there now is Dominican.
Okay.
I know there's some Mexicans and Hondurians.
But what I'm saying, so you really wouldn't be able, like, you wouldn't be feel comfortable going through there then?
No.
Really?
No.
What the fuck? Like, troop. Okay. No, troop is up by where we live now.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Lee. I mean, troop, you really wouldn't go through there that much. I mean, and the thing about troop is you could always go around there. I'd feel safer going on Remsen because people, for the most part, mind their business there.
Yeah.
Besides, like, the drunk people, I mean, daytime, you could avoid it. Not avoid it, but just walk past them like nothing. But when I walk on troop, when I walk on troop at your age, I don't think I would have either. Because it was real active at that time. And for the most part, it'd be just, you know, the people at the corner stores just waiting for shit to pop off.
Yeah.
And even now, once in a while, you'll hear, oh, somebody got shot on troop. You know, it's shit like that where it's like, I wouldn't walk. I feel safer on Remsen than I do on troop. But is there, like, anything on Livingston? Because for me, it was Joe's Comer past Sanford. And then Commercial is, like, where the real gangs were, like.
And I know a troop. That's one gang, troop.
Uh-huh.
And then, what was it, dude? On Joe's Comer by, you know those apartments? It's like at the corner by the teen center, you know those apartments?
Yeah. By the train tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, coming towards Josemar Park,
uh-huh.
That's another gang. That's another, like, Dominican black gang. From there,
that's what I'm saying. Like, not, I mean,
from there, and then I know it's Baker Park. There's another gang.
I mean, but
those apartments.
Baker Park was always active.
Yeah.
Even when I was young, I mean, I'd go just to play soccer, but I don't know. I just don't see as much gang activity as when I was younger.
I don't see it either. Like, granted, like, I tell a lot of people, like, the certain areas, like, you don't go to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because they're white. Yeah. Like, there's a certain level of respect, like, that white people have to show. And I feel like their whole, like, push for equality type shit, it don't apply to every area.
Nah, it doesn't. Not that you think about it, like, it doesn't. Because even now, because where my sister's boyfriend is, Tyler.
Yeah.
He'll be on soon. He told me, he was like, yo, I was raised with, like, the minority and, like, the Mexicans and the Guatemalans, Salvadorians. I was like, really? Like, I would have thought that, like, up in Middlesex, it would have been just straight white people.
No, it's, believe it or not, that's not to shit on Middlesex.
Yeah.
But you're next to Piscataway, which is a more affluent town. They're basically surrounded by either shittier places or better places. Like, you have South Mountain Brook, which is also high in, like, gang activity, drugs. Middlesex, which is, like, more middle to lower income people.
Okay.
You know, so you get all these elements from the neighboring towns, and Middlesex is, like, a hangout spot.
Okay.
Like, the amount of dudes I know growing up that did, like, a fucking dime, like, just getting out now,
mm-hmm.
where we all used to hang out in Middlesex. Like, if you want shit to pop off, you'd go to certain spots in Middlesex.
Oh, okay.
Like, we even would have, like, town-on-town fights.
What the fuck?
Where you got, like, 50, 60 dudes. Like, I think the lowest number we ever had was, like, 25 to 30. And it'd just be, like, couple dudes from one town would get pissed off at a couple other dudes, and then you just hit up all the boys, agree on a number, and it fucking pops off.
Yeah, because it's like, shit like that never happened here, at least to my knowledge, because it was never no, I mean, besides the rivalry in sports of New Brunswick and North Brunswick and New Brunswick and Franklin, it pretty much just died there. Because I didn't go, like I said, I didn't go to New Brunswick High School. But I know there are rivalries where we're like Linden, I think some of Edison. But that was about it. Like, they weren't going to Edison and trying to fight them.
No, yeah.
First of all, that's out the fucking way. And then second of all, you got to take a whole train to get there. Like,
yeah.
I'm not crossing no bridge. I'm not crossing cross town to get by the Lowe's Theaters. Cross that. Nah, that's too much. There's too much gang activity in town for me to be doing all that other extra shit.
Yeah.
But, That's the gang unit for that little topic. Is there any other questions you got?
Well, I actually had kind of an interesting one where it's like you're now going into high school. Like, you know, you're a freshman now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going into the prime years of what some people would call like teenage life. Like, this is that time for you to figure out certain things and be, I personally would say, a little bit reckless in decision-making because you're in high school. You need to experience life and do all these things. Do you think that Corona itself, like, has negatively impacted the way that your high school experience is?
Yeah, a lot. And it could go back to even eighth grade now that he thinks about it. Because he first half of eighth grade was regular school, right?
Yeah, regular school. Nothing happened.
And then come February when he, you know, second half of eighth grade.
And that's when baseball was starting. And then that's when
everything shut down.
Not everything, but that's when, like, news started spreading.
Corona, memes. Because he still played. He still played late summer. But, like, that's what he means. Like, how did it negatively impact, like, how growing up? Like, how much different is life now than what it was a full year ago for you in your eyes?
Now, just trapped in the house, that's it. Can't do nothing but go to school.
But doesn't going out, like, be like, oh, I kind of want to go out? Like, you don't think about that?
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Why?
Because then they'd be like, oh, you got to go do this. Why didn't you do this? Or, no, this still
dirty outside. I guess it comes down to, like, I'm not going to say, do you have friends? Because everybody has fucking friends. But do you have friends that are willing to go out and chill and shit?
Yeah.
So why don't you just told my boy, I'm gonna just go out hanging out, hang out. They just tell him, I just, if your friends are down to chill, just fucking go out.
Yeah. And like, this is kind of like what I was going to try to get at. So we always have expectations of how things are going to go. And you can either deal with this whole Corona thing and just be like, all right, well, I got to stay inside. Like, I can't hang out with people. I can't do this. Or you can have the mentality like that I think like me and Oreo both have, where we're going to go out and do shit. We're still going to be safe about it, and you should be safe if you choose to do that. But this is like that prime point in your life where if you and your boys want to go down to the beach and shit, like, do it.
Not
like,
really
if
the
you
beach,
wanna...
it'd be more like park. Because remember, there's still only 14, 15.
Well, I'm saying for his total school. Because, you know, when you see, like, growing up, like, I was exposed to 90s movies. Like, I thought high school is going to be completely different than what the movie showed me.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't know what exact expectations you had for your high school experience, but whatever it is you want to do, I would just suggest do it. Now, that doesn't mean go join a gang and, you know, get a chick pregnant. I don't suggest either of those things. But
entering this technology era for them, like, do you think that defers them from chilling and shit? Like, does that make you be like, let me just stay in?
No.
Or do you guys still be like, oh, I want to go out?
I want to go out.
Nah, like I said, just...
But I know some people that just want to stay inside and just play.
I mean, some days...
Play Apex and...
Some days it's like even me, like I'm just like, it's a fucking nice day to ride now. It's over, like I'm out.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I feel like technology ultimately, you guys are used to it. So I don't really think it's gonna impact the way you guys hang out at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're back. So ultimately, like, what I'm trying to figure out, because you got to understand, when I was growing up, when it came to technology, like, you still had to, like, call your friends at home. And if you had plans, like, let's say, like, you made plans on Wednesday for Thursday. If it's Thursday, I'm calling your house and being like, are we still meeting up here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like you guys now have so much technology where – you don't necessarily have to hang out as much. Like, you have the ability to video chat, like, literally just talk on the phone whenever you want. Like, do you think that kind of negatively impacts, like, you guys going out to actually hang out?
Yeah. Like, can you say you have, like, oh, I have a best friend?
As in, like a real best friend.
Yeah.
Like a ride, die, like, you would do anything for that person, they would for you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it's like, I mean, knowing the way you are and how much time me and him spend together, bro, people think he's my son. Of how much time.
Sometimes I still question if he's your son or not.
Fair time. And it's like, nah, bro. All his teammates since he was young. Oh, your dad's here. I'm like, bitch, that's my fucking brother. But. Yeah, because it's like I said, how much time I spend with him, it's like, damn, do you even have friends? Like, I don't even see you with any friends. I mean, I know some of his friends he'll talk about, but I don't know, you know, I don't know how much of a friend I would call them. Like, for me, Santiago, at your age, 15, bro, he'd be at the house almost every fucking day.
Yeah, I mean, that was the same with, like, all my best friends growing up. We'd all meet up at somebody's house, you know, you hang out, and then you go out, chill, like, wander the neighborhoods, like, whatever. And I feel like that's kind of lost on you guys now a little bit. Like, you have the access to technology, so it's a lot easier to choose whether or not to meet up and, you know...
The whole checklist. Are you in or are you out? You in or are you out?
Yeah.
Not really. When I was younger, like, let's say elementary, my real friends were my neighbors. Like, I wouldn't even be home all day. I would be home at their house. Like, everybody on the block in Sanford was my friend.
Okay.
Because we used to go, like, everywhere.
Yeah, and that was the thing, though, because at least for us, it's like some of your friends were from the block, some of your friends were from the next block, some of your friends lived across town. And it was, you just made shit work. We're, like I said, in school, just fucking yell it out, Baker Park, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And keep it moving. If you weren't there at 4 o'clock, then that was on you. We sent the message out. That was our text message to the group chat back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, now, like you said, it's a whole different story. It's like, oh, send it through Snapchat, send it through Instagram. Like, oh, he saw it. Oh, she didn't see it. Like, you know, it's different.
Not even in the, like, middle school, if you were in the table, be like, oh, yeah, just go to Joe's Comer. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it still is. It's just, I guess in a way, I kind of wanted to see what your lifestyle as a kid growing up was. But I guess me influencing him in a way with baseball, it's like, I'm not going to say diverted his childhood, but definitely gave him, I think, a better guidance in baseball, but limited what he does in between.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Because, like, wintertime, it's like he barely goes out. Unless I'm like, yo, it's time to practice. We got time. We got, let's go here. Let's go there. Other than that, wintertime for you, it was like, you didn't do shit. And for me in Santiago, it would be like teen center or do this, just work out. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a different time.
No, yeah. And with that, we're going to cut this one a little bit shorter. You know, some of us have curfews.
Yeah, he's still on his school schedule, so I have to bring him home. He's still a teenager, so got to cut it short. He's still on strict rules from the school stuff from last time that we talked about. So for now, I guess we're closing out with the rants.
Oh, of course. You know.
Any rants for you?
So mine definitely has to be, I'm sick of people complaining about their situations and the shit they're going through when they don't put any effort into changing it. Like, if I tell you, you have to achieve a certain thing in order to improve, in order to better yourself.
Yeah.
Put that pen to paper. Fucking prove it. Do it. I don't want to just hear you bitching and complaining and then plotting and planning. Well, this is what I'm going to do if I don't do that. No, just do it.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Put the effort in.
See, and piggybacking off of that is, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know if I should send out a text to each of the workers that are going for their test. And being like, good luck, but only you know you deserve this. I don't know how harsh that is, but it's also in a way factual.
It's factual, and a lot of people will take that as kind of like a dick.
Yeah, but the thing is, that also puts the pressure on me. Like, bitch, you better fucking pass your shit too.
Yeah.
But not walking around slinging some dick, but I'm pushing hard to study and... And if the results aren't in my favor, then everybody has the right to talk shit to me.
Yeah, and that's the thing to me. Like, I haven't signed up for my class or anything yet. Like, I'm taking things slowly as I want to take them.
Yeah.
But guaranteed, first time I go for my test, I'm passing because I'm putting in the effort.
No, and I'm going with that intent. Like I said, I told you before, my test is in late April.
Yeah.
So it gives me about
8 weeks. And what I'm trying to stick to is a chapter a week. Timed it out right. Got an extra week or two to test it out right. So the effort is there. If I don't hit that quota of a chapter a week,
that's on you.
That's on me. But for my rant, and I guess only my brother would understand this one, it'd be to those fuck those Yo No Sabo kids. So for the people that don't know what a Yo No Sabo kid is, it's literally a kid with an immigrant parent that only speaks Spanish. A kid born in the U.S. or could have been raised in the U.S. It doesn't have to be just born. And speaks not one lick of Spanish or is at 1% of learning Spanish. Bro, your parents only speak in Spanish. How hard is it to fucking learn?
Yeah. That would bother me too, actually.
Because it's like, I understand if your parents were more English and they couldn't really teach you the Spanish because their English was a little bit better.
Yeah.
But your parents are full-blown immigrants where they're able to just talk Spanish to you. And you're just like, oh, I don't sabo how to say this, or no sabo to say that. Like, you fucking say Tylenol, or you say Madera. Like, you don't know how to fucking say shit like that? Like, it's fucking wood. Yo, it should be so easy where it's like you can Google shit like that. There should be no reason why you got to be a no sabo kid.
Yeah.
So, for the meantime, those kids can go fuck themselves.
Shout out.
You got a rank because I know that you live life like dust. Dust is the problems and just blow them away.
Shout out to Brayden and to my sister Fatima. No, it's Bane. Same person.
Same person. You're just mixing everybody up.
Same person, they have the same attitude. Wait, Bane says she doesn't have an attitude, so my bad.
Hey, you're just hitting everybody in their spots. Holy shit.
I mean, they're the same person. They have the same attitude. It's like me and you, we're the same person.
I'm not really.
No, I'm not.
I'm way too cool for you.
Y'all are touching each other right now in a way that's making me very uncomfortable.
Just massaging the...
Yeah, you're just like massaging each other's shoulders. And I'm like, are you sure there's not more to this?
But that's pretty much it. Right. I have to say.
That's it? Right. And I guess like I say every week, if you're hungry, eat a fucking steak. Raw or medium rare.
Prefer raw.
Yeah. And if you're thirsty, drink a fucking Arizona, because that's what I had today.
Or a Coors Light, if you're me.
And if you're horny, just go fuck something.
Or just use your hand.
And just like that, till next time.
Bye, everybody.